proclamation number 4325 dated the June 7th, 1948. Significance of the spirit's voice. Close to the goal. You are hearing the voice of the spirit. Do you know what that means? It means that you are removed from the weight of earthly matters if you accept my word, be it directly or through mediators, that you are in contact with the spiritual world which is beyond all matter. Do you know that you are already close to the goal, that you have almost overcome matter if my word penetrates your heart and does not merely bypass your ear? Do you know that my word is a ray from the kingdom of light which you may be permitted to enter after the death of your body, that you are therefore being honored to be in the spiritual kingdom while your body is still earthbound? Do you know that you, if you receive my word, are in connection with me, your God and Father of eternity, your Creator and Preserver? That the connection is the final goal of every human being and that you therefore have reached the final goal already if you not merely intellectually accept my word but allow it to affect your heart. And you may already consider yourselves incredibly fortunate on earth, for you accept my emanation of love noticeably and demonstrably, for I give myself to you, I give you my flesh and my blood, as I have promised. I take supper with you because you allowed me to enter when I knocked at the door of your heart. And thus you are my exceedingly beloved and precious guest to whom I will only serve that which brings you joy. I will endow you with spiritual possessions, with everlasting treasures which you may take into eternity with you. I want to provide you with everything you desire. Yet you will only request that which will be spiritually beneficial to you and make you happy. And all my angels and beings of light will be at your disposal, they will enlighten you if you desire such and your knowledge will increase, your fear will dwindle, you will be conscious of being in most intimate union with me when you accept my word, for my word demonstrates my love for you. My word is the greatest gift of grace. For I myself dwell amongst you in my word. Hence you do not just accept it as an expression of myself but you accept me myself in your hearts when I speak to you. Then I will have taken abode within you, as I have promised. Would you then still be lonely and forsaken? Can anyone on earth replace my closeness? And would you then still want to be fearful and sad, timid and of little faith? Just take care that every word of mine takes root in you, that it comes alive, that you don't just read or hear it but that you let it penetrate your heart. Live your life such that I can work within you, that you will also soon hear the audible word which will suppress all doubt, all anxiety and make you blissfully happy. Then you will be willing to sacrifice everything, then your faith will be firm and steadfast too. Then anything can confront you and you will not waver, for you will feel me, you will know that you are protected in my proximity and are full of love for me. My word is a gift of grace for which you cannot be thankful enough, and you ought to demonstrate your gratitude by passing it on in the world, you should tirelessly work to spread it, you should inform your fellow human beings of my activity of love in you and through you in all people. Speak wherever the opportunity presents itself, for people need comfort and help in their spiritual distress, they need you, who receive my word either directly or through mediators, as knowledgeable, experienced and on the path. Don't be half-hearted and complacent in your work for me. Live up to my word by being lovingly active and by providing earthly help wherever it is needed. Work in cooperation with me and, in so doing, thank me for my love for you, which manifests itself in my word. Amen.